Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 30th of May. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, we focus on the events of Pentecost. The powerful arrival of God's Holy Spirit changed people's lives forever. It can change ours too. Each weekday we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. We turn to our Bible reading for this week, which is Acts chapter 2 and verses 1 to 21. Today we're reading from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. The Coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Fellow Jews, and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I shall show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood, and fire, and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen." "Is that so-and-so? But he was such a terrible drunk. What's happened to him? And she was a terrible mother. What's turned her life around?" Finding God, turning to Christ and being filled with the Holy Spirit power often meant a complete change of lifestyle for our early day salvationists. And it still happens today. There are still soldiers joining our ranks around the world who have a life-changing testimony to tell. In Acts chapter 2, we find an apostle whose life has completely turned round in the space of just 50 days. Peter was such an unstable leader, even though Jesus had called him the Rock. His bravado as Jesus headed to the cross, blustering that he would never leave or forsake Jesus, was his ultimate downfall. Hours later, he denied even knowing Jesus, and he was left feeling bitter and ashamed. But Jesus had forgiven him and restored him, giving him a new chance to care for his followers and to build his church. And here he is at Pentecost. This is a new Peter, no longer proud and full of bravado, but full of courage and humble in the power of the Holy Spirit. Suddenly, this bluff and gruff common fisherman was a powerful and dynamic preacher and speaker. Maybe you feel that you've made so many bad mistakes in your life that God could never truly forgive you or make you in any way useful for his kingdom. But no matter what sins you've committed, God can and will forgive you if you turn to him. He can work through anyone in powerful ways. You can ask God for opportunities to use the gifts he has given you to serve him, and in his Holy Spirit's power, just like Peter, you can take those opportunities with confidence. You will be amazed what God can do through you. As you take these thoughts on board today, you might want to use these questions to help you dig deeper. Where do you see God's grace in your own life? And what is God calling you to do in his name today? I hope to see you again soon for another Battle Drill.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.